Life as I Know It, written by Michelle Payne and read by Pia Miranda.
Don't get beat. I've got my money on you. Stevie Payne. I was overseas on the 3rd of November 2015, so it was late at night when my phone literally erupted. I received over 60 text messages in under 5 minutes. Friends and colleagues from across Australia and around the world all saying one thing. Michelle Payne just won the Melbourne Cup. Australia was on its feet. Michelle's win has changed not only her chosen sport, but the attitudes towards women's participation in all male-dominated sports. It was a watershed moment for sport, not just Australian sport. Her story doesn't begin and end in under 4 minutes. Michelle celebrated her 30th birthday just before her historic win. Every single one of those years has gone into shaping Michelle as a champion in every respect. Katie Page, CEO, Harvey Norman. The dedication reads, "For Mary Payne. She was mother to 11 children but never lived to see them grow up. Sometimes to help deal with the sense of loss, I tell myself it's a blessing she didn't face the craziness of bringing up 10 children. I miss her every day, but I feel she is with me always. And to Paddy Payne, for being the man he is. Light-hearted, jovial, positive, but tough on us all at the same time. He taught us to be polite and respectful and how to work hard. To my family, friends, and the racing community. For everyone who has supported and believed in me, even those I've disagreed with, every situation helps me grow and makes me a better, stronger person. Thank you." Going to the barrier. Melbourne Cup 2015. I'm cantering Prince of Penzance up the Flemington Straight towards the barriers, past the clock tower. I've just left the mounting yard and walked Prince down along the roses. Darren Weir had wished me luck as he legged me up. And Maddie Raymond and my brother Stevie, the strappers, also sent us on our way. Stevie is already a hero. At the barrier draw on Saturday evening, he picked number one. You champion. I'm as calm as Prince. We have become great mates since his debut in front of a handful of racegoers among the gum trees at Stirling Country, Victoria in March 2013. He's grown up so much. He looks magnificent, fit, athletic. I can't believe how relaxed he is, but so energetic at the same time. Gee, Darren's a good trainer. This horse is spot on. He rolls along easily, his action is loose. He's as prepared as he can possibly be and ready to give his best, and I have every faith he will. I love this horse. I believe in this horse. It's a cracking field. Horses prepared by some of the world's best trainers, ridden by some of the world's finest jockeys. And they're trying just as hard as we are, but I really believe we'll be right there in the finish. It's a beautiful day. Big blue sky, a few wispy clouds, the slightest breeze, perfect racing conditions. The crowd on the lawn cheer and applaud in the sunshine. They are at the Melbourne Cup. Not a care in mind, drinking, eating, cheering, hoping. People yell at us, "Go Michelle, go Prince." Not many have backed the Prince, he's an outsider, 100-1. Attention is elsewhere. The money is on the international horses. The Japanese horse Fame Game, the favourite, is up ahead. I can see Ed Dunlop's trip to Paris. I look at the much-loved Red Cadeau and Frankie Dettori on Max Dynamite. Brett Preble, my sister Mari's husband, is on Bondi Beach. And to my right is Karen McAvoy, my sister Kathy's husband, on Excess Knowledge. I have a lot of sisters and brothers dotted about the place. Wherever they are watching this race, Australia's race, and I'm in it. We are in it. Stevie was so earnest in the mounting yard and so funny. "Don't get beat," he said as I headed off. "I've got my money on you."